Doug has been working his butt off. He's been hustling. He's been doing all the things that that he normally does. He's working hard, studying, training well, finishing plays. You know, he sets the tone. He really does set the tone for the rest of the backs, and they sort of come up to his level.
How do you approach training camp, knowing that essentially you're not going to have until October, but you still have to get the other guys ready to carry the mail?
We're going to approach training camp like, I mean, we know that he won't be there the first three games, but you know, we'll approach like we're getting ready to play. Everybody's going to be on point, trying to be number one, and that's what we do. I mean, everybody has to prepare like they're number one. And that's how you make the team, really. And we'll choose from that. What we try to do is give guys an opportunity. We coach them up, and we try to make them make the decision about who's here and who's not here.
Charles Sims is a guy that's worn a lot of different hats, and he has a lot of different skill sets. Where do you see him kind of fitting in with this group that you have right now, especially now that you have a new addition, Jeremy McNichols, who's also a guy that has some good hands?
Yeah, I mean, I see Chuck doing the same things that you know, that he did. I mean, it would be nice if we had a situation where we didn't have guys that got injured like last year. I mean, 2 years ago, Doug and Chuck didn't get hurt at all that year, and they had a fantastic year. You know, Chuck is more of our third down specialist type guy, and we'll keep him pretty much in that same role. That's not to say he won't, you know, run first and second down, but I mean that's what he is. He's a specialty guy, but really, actually, all the guys are. We use guys for different things.
Coach, what do you like most about McNichols' game that you saw on tape and that?
Well, I like the fact that he can catch the ball, so he doesn't look out of place when you move him out wide or you move him in a slot. He can catch the ball. If you watch his film, I mean, they move him out, and he's caught a lot of deep balls. He's able to do the things underneath that you'd like to do from outside the box, so to speak. And he's, you know, he's a young guy, so you know, the thing that he's going to have to do. Obviously, he's missed a lot of time because there was a week last year he couldn't be here, and I did not even know he was going to be at a rookie symposium. So that's just time, you know, time away. And you know, our offense is really not complicated. We do a lot different things than his offense did. But we have a lot of memorization, a lot more than he's had to deal with. So, you know, looking to get him here, he needs to be here as much as he can be here.
What did you see from Jaquizz Rodgers this past year? Another guy who wore a lot of different hats.
He did. Jaquizz is a pro. He's a true professional. He comes to work every day, no play, and you know, I like him. One thing that he did do, he's got his weight down. He got his weight down a good bit, and he is way quicker than he was last year. Explosive, like I said, he works hard. Fine young man, teaches younger guys because he was in the system with Dirk before, so he's got a good grasp of the system, and he does a good job. He works his butt off.
How much weight did he drop?
I mean, I say he probably dropped it. I say he probably dropped about six, seven pounds. It made him extremely quicker.
Not for a short guy.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people think Quiz, you know, little guy, you're going to run him over, but Quiz is stout and Quiz is a rock. I mean, he's just I could show you some film where he blocks D-line guys. I mean, Doug too, but I mean, you're just not going to run that guy over. He's a plug.
How much confidence did you guys gain in him? I know Dirk was familiar with him, but for him to be able to step in, have a couple hundred-yard games, really, you know, carry the ball 33 times or in a game, does that elevate, you know, your situation since you're going to be a month without perhaps having
him? Oh, the confidence was there because, first of all, he knew the offense.
Yeah.
And second of all, you know, obviously, your Quiz is a different runner, say, than Doug, than Chuck. But Quiz is no nonsense downhill,
yeah.
And our offense is basically downhill. You know, we get downhill. You know, we got a few tricks of the trade, but
yeah,
for the most part, we're downhill offense. So he falls right into what we like to do, and he knew the system. So, I mean, he was perfect for us.
Coach, what do you see him from Peyton Barber? This guy that Jason Light's talked about a couple of times, saying he really likes him. Do you see him more in that Doug Martin, Jaquizz Rodgers role, or do you see him in another kind of like
No, he'd be more Doug role. He's a first and second down guy, but he can also play third down. Obviously, I like Peyton a lot because you don't realize he's 233 pounds. I mean, he's a big young man. He's a short stature, runs low to the ground, works his butt off. The thing that held him back last year was obviously learning the offense, and he's gotten a lot better with learning offense and getting him in there. But again, he may be a guy that we may use in certain situations for certain things, but he's getting to a point where now you could trust him in there first, second, third down, some third down stuff. So I look forward to seeing him because that guy's a load. I love him. I mean, he's a hard-nosed, tough player. He can catch, and he can even catch outside, too. A lot of people don't know that, but he can play outside.